The Crows went down to the Hawks by 29 points last night in front of 50,023 people. One of Adelaide's best was their veteran midfielder, Scott Thompson, and he joins us now. Sorry, Tomo, a tough night.
Yeah, it was in the end, mate, but very disappointing to just fall short in the end.
Mm. Hey, a lot's been spoken about there's a bit of aggro, I guess you would call it, and it's been a bit of a polarising topic tonight. Some people say there's not much in it, others have been a little bit upset the way the Hawks went about it. How did you find it?
As in the way the Hawks played the game?
Yeah, the way there was a couple of instances in the second quarter and throughout the game where they just played that unsociable footy, all above board?
You do hear a bit of talk about that, but in saying that, I honestly don't feel it was any different to any other game. Maybe some of the incidents were just noticed more than other weeks, but maybe it's just the fact that it's Hawthorn, and you do hear quite a bit about Hawthorn's unsociable football when they're at their best, and maybe that was the case last night, but I don't think it was anything that was out of line.
So you're happy for Lewis to punch you in the guts every time you play him, Tomo?
Oh, mate, it doesn't bother me, Rowie. Like, it's part of the game, mate. You cop a whack in the guts and you get on with it.
Yeah, well, see,
you
I'm the same.
Around punching back in the head, but...
That's exactly right. And look, and I'm exactly with you on that. I know Eddie got targeted, Charlie Cameron got hit, you did, Rory text for another time. But I think what a lot of the fans are saying, well, if they're doing it to you guys, why aren't you doing it back? If you're not going to get a fine for it, Scotty, I know you can't retaliate, but why don't you guys get on the front
foot? Right.
That's
a,
what the 90th man's saying.
Yeah, well, and it's a fair point, but in saying that, it's a fine line between giving someone a jab in the guts and then taking it too far, and then you're on report and sitting in the stand for a couple of weeks. So, you talk about toughness. You think toughness is just putting your head over the ball rather than belting blokes in the gut.
Hey, what about the first quarter? The kicking efficiency, 45%, just not going to get the job done, is it?
No, that's right. And, that's been a talking point for us throughout the first half of the year. And you'd know better than any bigs. It's something that we do train all the time. Blokes don't purposely go out there and try and miss targets. So it is an area that we're working on all the time. And if we want to get to where we want to go, we need to tidy that up, because there were stages throughout the game last night where we were probably lucky to be as close as what we were. But then when we did get it on our terms, and especially in that third quarter, we showed that when we do get it right, we've got the ability to score really quickly and probably should have been further in front than what we were when we hit the lead in that third quarter.
Tomo, is your kicking efficiency worse than last year? Has it gone backwards?
That's a good question, mate. I don't know what the stats looked like last year. But, we do play it. The game style at times can make it look like that. But in saying that, I reckon I've got complete confidence and belief in the group that what we're doing, and when we get it right, is going to be good enough to take us to the level and the position on the ladder that we want to get to.
I don't know the numbers either, Tomo, but I think you're defending it better. Your team defence seems to be better, that when you turn it over in dangerous places, you're not getting as hurt. But you're the 16th in the AFL for clanger kicks. 16th!
I can't argue with that if it's a stat sitting right in front of you, mate.
No, but that makes it hard to play the footy. But we'll move on from that. Again, I thought your endeavour, your want and willingness for the contest as a team was unbelievable. You fight like crazy to win the ball. But then what tends to happen, we find, Biggs called it in the call, too many blokes around the contest winning the same ball. Hawthorn had better method there, that when they got it on the outside again, they scun you. The first half, it was frustrating to watch that week in, week out, Scotty.
Yeah, and definitely last night, and it definitely hurt us throughout large periods last night with our balance and method around the stoppage. There were a number of times where, they won easy possession and left the stoppage with time and space, and it ended up happening in easy scores or shots on goal for them, which if we get our communication right and our setup right and have the right balance around the contest, those things won't happen. And we'll definitely be in better positions in games when we start to tidy those things up and get it done consistently.
Yeah, and look, it is so important, and you just said how you're going to fix it, but I look at it, I see you, I see Paddy, I see Rory, I see Curly, I see Dougie, Matty Wright, I could name some others. All of you are hunters. You see ball, get ball, you all hunt, and your natural instinct is to do that, Scotty. That's going to be a hard thing to turn around.
It is, yeah, when it's ingrained in you to chase the ball when it's there. Absolutely, that's a hard thing to change. But, with our blokes in other positions and we do set up around a stoppage, their role is to have that outside balance for us to make sure we're well balanced and have the right method needed at the stoppage.
One of the things that has been a bit of a talking point today, you mentioned the communication around the stoppage. There was a bit of communication between Scotty Camporelli and Patrick Dangerfield. Do you see that as an issue, or is that normal? And it looked like it was on the back of a couple of centre bounce clearances where the Hawks walked out and scored.
Yeah, well, I actually haven't seen the incident myself, so I can't comment too much on it, but player-coach conversations happen quite a bit throughout games. There were a number of instances in that last quarter where they did walk out of centre bounces and end up in shots on goal and resulting in goals. So I'm tipping the discussion would have been purely about what the stoppage set-up or the centre bounce set-up was at the time. Mm. As far as anything else, I haven't spoken to Scott or Patrick about the issue, so... players get on the phone and speak to the coaches a lot throughout a game, and I'm tipping it was just that. And if it was heated in any way, I'm sure it's all done and dusted by now.
What happened in that last quarter? There's a couple there. There's two in particular where they just went straight out and walked out. Did you get a chance to look at it after the game or discuss it with the other midfielders or midfield coach?
No, we as a midfield group, if you're in the centre bounce at the time, you actually talk about it as soon as it happens. Like they kick a goal, so we go back to the next centre bounce and talk about what happened in that previous one. And basically a couple of times we just got opened up and didn't have the right balance that we should have had around the centre bounce. And that's how easy it happens, especially against a good side with some quality players in there. If you get caught in the wrong positions and the ball flips, you find yourself in a bit of trouble. And twice one after the other, it happened in the last quarter, and it didn't cost us the game, but it definitely helped them get that margin at a greater level than what it was.
You're going toe-to-toe in my eyes with the two best teams in the AFL, in Frio and Hawthorn. Does that give the group any solace at all, Tomo?
What it does do is, it gives us great belief that our best footy is good enough to match it with the best. But the disappointing thing is, in both of those games that you talk about, Fremantle and Hawthorn, is we found ourselves in winning positions where if we were good enough as a side, we would have been able to get those wins. And the great sides find a way to win, and that's what's happened with those two games. Fremantle found a way to win, and Hawthorn did in the end last night. So I think once we get our game to a level consistently over four quarters, I've got great belief and confidence that we can match it with anyone and get to where we want to go.
Phil Walsh highlighted the tackling after the game, and the numbers were 75 to 56. Is that purely the fact, the body strength of those big Hawks players and they're more experienced, or is it our technique? How do we turn that around?
Oh, it's a good question, but they are. They've got some big, strong bodies. We can't hide from that, but our tackling this year has been quite good. So whether it was just one of those games where... they did out-tackle us or maybe broke a few more tackles than what we wanted. I'm not too sure, but you can't hide from the fact that they've got some strong bodies and they do take the tackler on, so it's well played by them.
Yeah, before the game last night, one of the areas I was really concerned about was our young defence. It looked like the front six of the Hawks had every capability of opening them up, but... Kelly, Talia, Cheney, Hardigan, they were very, very good last night, and blokes like Gunston and Ruffhead were very rarely sighted.
Yeah, you're right. The back six were fantastic throughout last night. Joe Cheney in his 50th game against his old side, I thought, did a fantastic job, and Kyle Harding as well has come back in the side the last couple of weeks, did an outstanding job last night too.
We love the Charlie Cameron goal celebration. What about you guys? Stir the pot. You're an NBA fan, Scotty?
Well, I did watch a few of the NBA games. But even this morning when I was in at the club doing recovery, I said, what the hell was Charlie doing with that celebration? And I actually didn't know what it meant myself. And they said, apparently, I'm not sure of the basketball's name. Do you know
James Harden. We looked it up, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what does it mean?
We have no clue, but we did like it, Scotty.
you did like it?
Yeah, I didn't
like
it.
It looked like he started his celebration with the finger point, and then, hang on, I meant to do this other thing there.
Yeah, well, we wished he had done
it. A bit manufactured, maybe.
Well, when he'd done it twice, we wished he had done it a third time, because he had to kick that other goal. We would have absolutely loved it. Before we let you go, Scotty, while she mentioned for fun, you guys have a mad minute each week, and it's each player's turn to do it. Can you explain what that is?
A mad minute? Well, we have had in the past a minute of madness.
Yeah, that's
where blokes just have to get out the front and entertain the group for a whole minute.
Oh, please.
which is quite challenging. I reckon you'd be good at that, Rowie.
No, I'm not.
You just, Bix would tell us a story. Rowie, you'd
do something. Take an hour.
But, yeah, and then we often have just little videos that blokes will do through the week and then handball on to someone else the following week.
Who's been the funniest?
I tell you what, I've had a good laugh every week.
That's excellent.
I can't pick one out, but most weeks have been really high level.
What did you
really
do?
Really high level. I haven't been pulled out yet, so I'm a little bit nervous.
Oh, you're nuts,
Scotty!
I hope not.
The pressure's on for the blokes that haven't been called yet.
Well, yeah, you've got to live up to that. Now, before we let you go, Taylor Walker, we understood he slept at the club last night, iced that hip up. How's it pulled up today? Have you had any word?
Oh, there's no doubt he's sore. He copped a couple of corkies last night, but the one on the hip is, you know, it's never a nice spot to get a knock. But yeah, he'll be sore for the first few days this week. But hopefully he can get on top of that so he can train and look forward to Brisbane next week.
And some other positive news. Brad Crouch, his foot, great news there, and out of the moon boot and into full training next week.
Yeah, that's right. That's a great result for him because, you know, we know how important he is for the side, and he's had an injury-interrupted first half of his season, so to get himself up and going again, and he played last week and played really well. So as a team, we need him back out on the park for us come second half of the year.
Mm. Hey, Scott, thanks well for done, joining Scotty. Us, mate, and having a chat. Congratulations on your form. You've been really strong since you've come back into the side, and good luck for next week.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Scotty Thompson there, still one of the best clearance players in the AFL. We gave him best. Mm. He was fantastic yesterday.
Particularly when they got behind a couple of times, and he was quite often the instigator of some work around the stoppage. 9 clearance, I think he had over 30 possessions. He was one who was very strong in the tackle as well. So Scott Thompson, our guest.